Hello, and welcome to the Honest Hour podcast. I am Christina Mazurek, your host, and I believe that to be honest is to try to convince someone of your discovered truth of something. Your honesty is your work, your story, your relationships, and your worldview. The Honest Hour podcast is a collective voice of global influences. It is through honest conversations out loud that we can rise together through a more diverse understanding of the world. This is your honesty. Enjoy today's episode. Okay, I am back with another solo episode. It's been quite a minute. And I'm not going to lie, I am recording this episode straight off my handheld mobile phone directly onto the Anchor app, which is the app I use to share and produce through to all the other listening platforms. And I haven't recorded this way in a long time. If you are a longtime listener and you would have listened to some of the first earlier episodes, I wanted to say where I didn't know what I was doing, but I don't think I know what I'm doing still. I've just improved a little bit. But the point is, if you listen to some of those earlier episodes, I often recorded these solo episodes on the go or on a whim while I was driving. And there was a really funny one in the beginning where I was driving, recording, hands-free, obviously, and my car started to beep. Like there was something was trying to notify me of something. I needed new oil or something like that. And I couldn't get the beeping to go away. So eventually I had to pull over and finish recording with my car off. And I didn't know how to edit it. I still don't really know how to edit podcasts, but I still do them. And it's my outlet. It's where I find joy. It's where I share my heart and I connect with other people who I find inspiring or enlightening in some way. Anyways, all of that aside, welcome to this solo episode. I want to talk today about finding balance in life and specifically how mothers find balance in their lives. Now, don't leave yet if you're not a mom. I think you'll still enjoy this episode. So stick with me here. But I'm going to start by saying that I think no one is doing it all perfectly, whether it's about motherhood and career or your health and a career or a career and a side project or a career in education or education and a side project or working while you're studying. I think a lot of the people that are listening to this episode today will find that you have incredibly busy lives with a lot of hustle, with a lot of hope and dreams, with a struggle to find the balance and how to juggle it all and to do it all and to still be well and to be present and to be centered. And, excuse me, battling a little bit of a cold here. The reason I wanted to come on and talk about this today is because I recently had a few people, but I'll specifically share the stories of two different people. They happen to be mothers, come to me, friends of mine, and share their hearts, saying, they said to me, "You're the only person that will understand, and I really want to open up, and I really want to share with you." And I'll start with the first one. The first person one, I'm not naming them, popped into my WhatsApp messages. We hadn't chatted in a while. And she was just like, "How have you been?" And we got to chatting and I said, "You know, let's get together." And she said, "I'm still away. I've been gone for so long." I said, "Oh, really? Where are you?" "No, I'm traveling in America. I feel guilty. I miss my babies. I need to get back home." And I said, "Okay, shame, no worries." So she goes on to explain, you know, she's been in America for quite a few weeks, traveling for work. And while she was there, she, I think, also spent some time with her family. She's an expat living in a different country, but she went back to America to do some work and travel. And she was feeling really guilty because she'd been away from her kids for a few weeks. And she mentioned to me that she got a few looks or judgments or criticisms from friends and family, different people she was speaking to, when she mentioned that she would be gone for so long away from her kids. Now, this friend of mine works really, really hard. She has quite a successful career. She's also an incredible mom, and she also looks after herself really well. And she came to me and she told me how she was feeling really judged and really guilty, really inadequate and really unsure of herself as to whether, you know, she was making the right decisions. Should she be working so hard? Should she be traveling for work so much? Should she not be more engaged and more present in her kids' life, who, by the way, she loves very much and are very looked after by her amazing nanny? She has a house cleaner, she has a husband who works, but who isn't really happy working. And so that's why the two of them have decided that she's working really hard to try to create an opportunity for her husband to step back from his career to figure out what he would like to do. And fortunately, her career path and her earning potential has afforded them the opportunity to have that privilege and that choice. So in everything I'm saying today, these stories are universal and that we're all trying to do our best, but they might not be specifically universal and that all of us have different circumstances, financial circumstances, relationships, support groups, and freedom of choice. So just keep that in mind when you're listening. This person is doing the very best she can, knowing what her values and her earning potential and her partner's dreams are. They are keeping themselves afloat by doing the things that they're doing, and yet she still feels judged. She still feels incredibly unsure about whether she's made the right choice. And another person reached out to me a couple weeks after this friend. Another friend reached out to me, also slipped into my WhatsApp messages and started to tell me, you know, I don't know who to talk to. I feel like you're the only one that will understand, but I'm feeling so unsure of myself. My family and I, we recently went on holiday with another family, and the woman, the other mother, she works really hard and she earns really good money. And I've, you know, obviously decided to put my career aside when I have kids and to stay home with them. But now I'm not sure if I made the right decision. What am I doing with my life? Will I ever be able to pursue a career again? Is my brain going to mush? People are judging me. I shouldn't have given up my career. I've let myself go. Now I'm going to have no identity when the kids leave the nest. Wada, wada, wada. Opposite circumstances to the first friend that messaged me, but same concern and worry and complaint. Have I made the right choice? Am I good enough? People are judging me. Will I regret this? Am I doing the right things? And she chose to give up her career and to stay home full time. She's also an incredible mother, and she's also incredibly brilliant and smart and ambitious and supported. Her husband works full time and has to work really hard. He works in the medical industry. He's a surgeon. And she stays home with their kids, and she finds that her decision was to find value in being really intentional and present in raising her kids. She still doesn't feel like she does it right all the time. She still doubts herself and her choices, and she still feels like she's comparing herself to others and she's maybe not good enough. And I just found it to be interesting that in the span of 2 weeks, I had two friends, well, more actually, but these two specific stories were intriguing to me because they were so polar opposite, but sharing that same thread of unworthiness and guilt and judgment and comparison and being unsure of their choices, even though they've made completely different choices. They had the same concerns. To me, this screamed the need to do a podcast and share an open conversation out loud about the struggle that we all face, not just mothers, in pursuing our goals, our dreams, and to find the balance in our life. and how we all fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others, no matter how well we are doing. And it's not something I think we can fix. I'm coming on here today to share the universal fact that we all doubt ourselves and we all compare ourselves to other people, so that we can give ourselves a break, give ourselves some grace, and recognize that the only thing you really can do is do your best. And your best is going to look different every single day. So those two stories in mind, I wanted to also share with you something that came to mind when I thought about doing this podcast. I thought of Shonda Rhimes. So if you're not familiar with her, she is the creator and writer and producer of many ABC hits, Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, and How to Get Away with Murder. She wrote a book called, a memoir called The Year of Yes, which I read and I loved. Everyone who listens to my podcast will know I'm a big reader and especially a big enthusiast for memoirs and inspiring, uplifting stories of people's personal experiences. So, excuse me. What I wanted to share about what Shonda Rhimes said was a snippet from her 2014 Dartmouth's commencement speech. I'm going to read it to you because, as you all know, I'm not good at doing these podcasts. I don't know how to find the MP3 audio and slip it in for you to listen to, but I'm going to read it to you now. And if it resonates, go ahead and Google Shonda Rhimes 2014 Dartmouth's commencement speech and watch the YouTube video, because it's just really powerful. So here's what she says. So you're out there and you're giving back and you're doing and it's working. And life is good. You are making it. You're a success. And it's exciting and it's great. At least it is for me. I love my life. I have 3 TV shows at work and I have 3 daughters at home. And it's all amazing. And I am truly happy. And people are constantly asking me, how do you do it? And usually they have this sort of admiring and amazed tone. Shonda, how do you do it all? Like I'm full of magical magic and special wisdomness or something. How do you do it all? And I usually just smile and say, like, I'm really organized. Or if I'm feeling slightly kindly, I say, I have a lot of help. And those things are true. But they are also not true. And this is the thing that I really want to say to all of you, not just to the women out there, although this will matter to you women a great deal as you enter the workforce and try to figure out how to juggle work and family, but it will also matter to the men who I think increasingly are also trying to figure out how to juggle work and family. And frankly, if you aren't trying to figure it out, men of Dartmouth, you should be. Fatherhood is being redefined at a lightning fast rate. You do not want to be a dinosaur. So women and men of Dartmouth, as you try to figure out the impossible task of juggling work and family, and you hear over and over and over again that you just need a lot of help, or you just need to be organized, or you just need to try just a little bit harder, as a very successful woman, a single mother of 3, who constantly gets asked the question, how do you do it all? For once, I am going to answer that question with 100% honesty here for you now, because it's just us, it's our fireside chat, because nobody has to tell you the truth. Shonda, sorry, she said somebody has to tell you the truth. Shonda, how do you do it all? The answer is this: I don't. Whenever you see me somewhere succeeding in one area of my life, that almost certainly means I am failing in another area of my life. If I am killing it on a Scandal script for work, I am probably missing bath and story time at home. If I am at home sewing my kids' Halloween costumes, I'm probably blowing off a rewrite I was supposed to turn in. If I am accepting a prestigious award, I am missing my baby's first swim lesson. If I am at my daughter's debut in her school musical, I am missing Sandra Oh's last scene ever being filmed at Grey's Anatomy. If I am succeeding at one, I am inevitably failing at another. That is the trade-off. That is the Faustian bargain one makes with the devil that comes with being a powerful working woman who is also a powerful mother. You never feel 100% okay. You never get your sea legs. You are always a little nauseous. Something is always lost. Something is always missing. in her speech, she goes on to talk about how for her, despite not being able to achieve it all and despite failing at times when you are also succeeding, it's important to her to continue on the trajectory she's on with the balance she's embraced, because it's important for her that her kids see her as a working mother, that they live in a world where women can be as successful in their careers as men. And I think that's incredible that she is sharing her honest truth, that she is sharing in an absolutely vulnerable space about the juggle that comes with being an incredibly busy and powerful working mom, and that she embraces it anyways because that's important to her and those are her values. But there's two things I want to point out. And the first one is, I don't think everyone has to share the same values. It might be important to you that your kids grow up having one parent safely, securely, and solidly always at home, putting their interests, their needs before anything else, while one person in the family works full time. I think what's important is that you find out what's important to you and that you pursue that wholeheartedly and with grace, knowing that every single day you're sometimes going to fail in the pursuit of that thing, because you cannot have it all. You cannot have a successful career and be a full-time, present, intentional mother. You cannot be a full-time, present, and intentional mother while also pursuing your goal of running marathons every single year or producing a podcast, even if you, quote, don't know how to edit, like me. I think what's most important for you to find your, quote, success and your balance and your happiness and your version of, quote, doing it all is that you constantly stay rooted in knowing what your values are, what your short-term and your long-term goals are, what your best today looks like, and it's not going to look the same every single day. And I think it's so amazing that Shonda Rhimes, someone who's so successful and does it all and gets this question all the time, was brave enough to stand in front of Dartmouth and say the honest truth that she doesn't do it all, that when she's succeeding in one arena, she's failing in the other, but that she knows what her values are. She has the bigger picture in mind for her life. She knows what's important to her, and she knows how she wants to raise her kids right in the world that she wants to know she contributed to when she leaves behind. It's a world where women are working, when women have the same opportunities. Women don't have to do it all perfectly, but that it's okay to have a tribe, that it's okay to have help, that it's okay that your best looks different every single day, that it's okay that sometimes you're going to make it to the swim meet and sometimes you're going to make it to the award show. Sometimes you're going to miss the award show, but you're going to make it to the swim meet and vice versa. It just means that you're finding the balance for yourself. And I think women as a whole, we rob ourselves of the opportunity to just be at peace within ourselves because we compare ourselves to each other when we should be supporting each other, praising each other for pursuing what's important to them, praising each other for saying, my best looks different today, supporting each other, not judging and criticizing or comparing. And it was on my heart to share this also because after I had those two messages come in from those two different friends who lead very different lives but experience the same anguishing emotions, is I recently had a person, another mom who lives in my small community, reach out to me also on WhatsApp very randomly and say that she'd caught on to the fact that I have a podcast and she started to listen to it. And she was busy at home doing things and she was listening, I don't know to which podcast, I just sort of come on here and wax lyrical. I never re-listen to my podcasts. And they had really touched her heart, and it made her get a little emotional. And then I got emotional, but it was incredible for her to reach out and to tell me this. She said, I wish I could figure out how to share her clip. Well, to change her voice on it and then to share it to the podcast. But I can't figure it out, because just to get on here and to even share at all takes enough time. I don't have time or money to do this podcast perfectly. And I think that is part of what I'm saying here today, is that it's just, this is what my best looks like right now. Anyways, she was saying that she was really moved by the podcast that she had listened to, and that it came at a perfect time for her, because she's at a crossroads in life where she is trying to figure out what to pursue to sustain the balance that will work for her. And yes, it does pertain to her life as when it comes to motherhood and career. I don't know the specific details, but she obviously has a choice to pursue something. I guess it would be something in her career that would take time away from her kids. Or maybe it's spending more time with their kids, but having to put a passion project or career aspiration on the back burner again. And she's not sure what to choose, and she's not sure how to navigate it. And she feels like she's losing or missing out no matter what choice she makes. And that is what we're talking about here today. We're talking about that juggle. And I don't think the problem, this juggle, it's not unique to mothers. It's not unique to even just parents. It's unique. It's a human phenomenon. It's something that we're all dealing with in our lives right now. Like I said, whether you are a high school student, a university student, a young adult pursuing their career, a new mom, a new dad. We all have to figure out what we want, spending a lot of time wondering why we want it. Excuse me. And we have to promise ourselves that we're not comparing ourselves to other people, that we are going to do what works right for us and not for others, and that we have to be reminded constantly, I think, that the opinion that matters at the end of the day, the only one that really matters, is the opinion you have of yourself. And the reason I say that is because even Mother Teresa had critics. Princess Diana had critics. Oprah Winfrey has critics. We all get judged. We all face the demons of other people's opinions. And I think the task isn't in trying to please everyone or win everyone's approval. That at the end of the day is going to make you sick and make you incredibly unhappy within yourself. And no one has to live your life but you. So just be reminded, when you pursue trying to figure out what your juggle and what your balance looks like in life, in motherhood, in school, career, whatever it may be, remember that you have to live with your choices, and that no matter what you choose, someone is always going to disapprove. Someone, not everyone. Someone's always going to disapprove, whether you decide to stay home with your kids or you decide to pursue a very ambitious career. Whether you decide to get married and have kids, or you decide to wait and have kids later in life. Whether you decide to go to university or not go to university. You decide to live like a vagabond and travel the world, or you decide to get an expensive mortgage and work the next 30 years paying it off. The only way you're going to find peace and happiness in your life is if you figure out what's important to you and why, and you wholeheartedly pursue that and give yourself the grace of accepting that every day your best is going to look different. But the art of finding happiness is in stopping comparing yourselves to other people and seeking approval from others. And I think what I've learned in this journey of self-discovery and personal development, one I've been on my whole life, and I'm so not afraid to say that because I'm in a much better place today than I was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And it's all because I shamelessly and wholeheartedly continue to seek to improve my mental health, my spiritual health, my life, and to continue to find out what's important to me. And I think the only way we keep doing that is continuing to redefine our values and to stand in the center of those. So I hope this resonates with some listeners today. It was definitely on my heart to share it. It might have been really rambly and all over the place at some points, but I feel better having said it all. And I hope the sound quality isn't too bad because I'm not going to be doing a post-production edit. I'm just sharing it straight from my phone. Enjoy, and if you loved this episode, share it on social media, tag us at the Honest Hour podcast, share it with a friend who needs to hear it, like and subscribe, all the things. I need to go make a nice cup of tea with honey now, and look after myself. You do the same. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Honest Hour podcast. I hope this recording inspired you to live in your honest truth. And I encourage you, if you enjoyed the episode, to subscribe and to rate the podcast. If you would like to connect with me online, I would love to hear from you. I'm on Instagram at The Honest Hour Podcast, and my website is christinamazarek.co.za. Thank you and have a beautiful day.